It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
How you doing, Avril?
Good.
What's going on?
Not much. We just woke up.
Is that how the day pretty much rolls for you guys now? Wake up, get to a radio station, play in front of a mall, then go home.
Usually we don't have to get up this early.
We're still sleeping.
Yeah.
But yeah, we usually get up and do a bunch of radio stations and we play the new single, Don't Tell Me, acoustically and do a bunch of interviews and then go to the mall and then go to the next city and do it again.
Are there some days where you wake up and you have no idea what city you're in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really like it here in Cleveland. It's great.
Who's this? This is Evan?
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing, Evan?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for coming in, man. You tired also?
Oh, but never been better.
Now, how long have you guys been playing together?
How long? 2.5 years or 3 years?
Yeah, right after she finished her first record. Yeah.
So the rest of the band gets to stay home and sleep in and chill out, but you're the one recruited to go work really hard.
Yeah, but I love it. I love it. It's fun.
I was telling these guys earlier this morning that even starting at 6 o'clock, I mean, you're only like, what, 19 years old?
Yeah.
And I was like intimidated you coming into the studio this morning because... like, you never know what's right and what's wrong on the internet, but we're getting, like, all sorts of, like, different reports of you, like, being in interviews and snapping and pulling posters off a wall.
I've never done that.
Like, I just got a report this morning, seriously, that you were in Boston last week, and somebody asked you about that Hillary Duff thing, and you got off on Hillary Duff, and then you pulled down a poster of yourself in the studio and started screaming how much you hate it.
Wow, see how people can really manipulate a situation.
Oh my God, that's so
those
did
are two
not
different
happen.
Things.
Okay. Can I ask you about each one of them individually?
Well, actually, I went to a radio station. They had this horrible photo up of me, and I'm like, oh, don't have that up there. And he's like, tear it down, rip it up. And I'm like, okay. So I did. But it wasn't like I was throwing a temper tantrum.
You weren't in some fit of rage.
He told me to do it.
Oh, he
so
did.
Then he tries to make me sound like I had a fit or something.
Right.
Okay, whatever. See what people do?
Okay, so he asked you to tear it down, and then by the time
he set her up.
And then by the time it gets to us, is you had a raging, like, bitch fit and tore it down.
Yeah, I'm psycho.
Okay.
No.
And the Hillary.
I love how people just try to make you, like, sound like one way. Like, it's so annoying. But anyway, yeah, he told me, he's like, rip it down. So I did, because it was a really ugly picture. And I don't want people staring at it.
Sure, okay, and he asked you to do it.
Yeah. And that's probably why he asked me to do it, so that he could talk about it like that. Anyway, Hillary Duff, I'm over it.
Yeah, the rumor has been, I never heard the interview, but again, you can only, I mean, you really got to take what you read on the internet with a grain of salt. But the rumor is that at one point or another, Hillary Duff says something like, you need to appreciate your fans more after you complained that they were dressing the way you
there
were.
There was there was a quote that I didn't even say, and it was something like, I didn't like people dressing like me, and I didn't even say that. And they asked her opinion on it. She said that. And then I said she needs to shut her mouth because she's a giddy giddy and a mommy's girl, and it's not her place to talk about me, or I'll have to shut her mouth for her.
Oh, yeah.
And she wants to start saying stuff about me, I'm going to start saying stuff about her.
Okay, so we know Avril was not misquoted.
You're right. Now, have you guys ever hung out with each other, even been at the same shows or concerts? Have you ever even met Hillary Duff?
No.
That blows me away because we hear a lot about like rock stars and in her case pop star that they get into these like disputes, you know, like there was all this stuff with like Kelly Osbourne and like, you know, Christina Aguilera, and I just wonder, is it all fabricated? Like what
stuff with Kelly and Christina getting in that fight, is that what you're talking
about? Yeah,
that's true, because Kelly told me about that. That's true.
That is true. But it seems like that, you know, it just seems like it's a little bit fabricated so that there's like, you know, buzz or talk about you guys.
Yeah. Based on these two examples, do you get to the point where you read about the stuff people write about you, or do you just not pay attention to
No, I never read it. I mean, sometimes like especially you never ever go on the internet and look, see what people are saying. And I've heard before, bringing up the whole like having a fit or whatever, mm-hmm. I've heard before that some guy said he was doing an interview with me and I spit on him and I walked out. I was like, I never did that.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's the one. I've already put that up on the internet.
Oh, that was you.
I just predicted you were going to spit on me before the end of it.
That means before you leave, you have to spit on Bert.
That's right.
And storm out of here as you leave.
It would be an honor to be spat on by you. Are you finding it like, I mean, because stories like this, we just heard about the manipulation that happened in Boston.
Yeah.
Does it really make you kind of distrust?
Oh, totally. That's why a lot of times in interviews, I'm very like, I hold myself back. Because you want to watch what you say, because people can take what you say and make it sound like you meant it in a completely different way than you did. And also, I don't like giving people too much information sometimes, because I don't know. You just have to be careful. I mean, I've shared so much of myself with the world, and it's like after a certain point, you don't want to talk about certain things.
Here's kind of how I feel about it too, because we have kind of an open show, and I kind of feel like if I tell you guys about the ugly parts of my personality, you're not allowed to rip on me for it. And I kind of feel like when I expose those ugly sides and I get all these ugly emails from people going, I can't believe that you said that you didn't really love your kid for the first couple of weeks he was born. I feel like if I say that, you're not allowed to rip on me for it.
Sure.
You kind of feel
Unless
the same
it's
way?
Something really bad.
Yeah.
Like?
I can't think of anything right now, but
has she ever said something in an interview where you're just like, oh God, I wish she hadn't said that. This is gonna turn out ugly.
Probably a couple times.
Nothing really bad though, just every once in a while, you know. if an interviewer pushes her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes she'll
give it back.
Corner you.
Right.
And then you're just like, fine.
I'll give you what you want finally. When was the first time that you kind of felt like that media distrust?
Well, when I first came out, I was like, Britney Spears dresses like a showgirl, blah, 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 blah. I think this and this and this. And then it was everywhere.
The anti-Britney
And then
war.
I was like, from the beginning on, from there on, I was like the anti-Britney.
Because I learned that one right away. Didn't they call you that in the beginning? Like, you were the anti-Britney.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, someone asked me what I thought about her, and I just like said I wasn't holding back. I was like, I think she dresses like a blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I didn't know that, like, you kind of got to watch what you say.
That's a tough lesson to learn.
I was, like, 17, and it was one of my first interviews, and it was everywhere. And my parents were like, why did you say that? Because I cursed in it, so.
Avril Lavigne on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, Avril, I have heard and read different things about you working with a local Atlanta guy on this latest album, Butch Walker.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
Butch is awesome. He's a really good friend of mine and Evan's, actually.
He's the man.
And Evan and I wrote this song, Don't Tell Me, like a couple years ago, before Complicated was even out. And, I don't know, Butch was on my label, and we worked with the same A&R guy, and so we had him produce it. And he did an awesome job. He's, like, an amazing producer. He can really take, like, a song and just, like, really build it really well and stuff. And then, and then just recently, a few months ago, when I was finishing up my record, I was like, God, I should probably call Butch up and like work with him again. I just loved working with him. And we wrote some songs together and he produced them. And I think my second single is probably going to be called My Happy Ending. And that's a song that Butch and I wrote together and he produced. He's awesome. Nice.
Did you guys work together here in Atlanta or was it in LA?
No, in LA and in New York.
Sticking with the writing of the songs thing, do you write more songs on this album than you did the last one?
Well, I co-wrote on every song last album. And this album, I had a co-writer with me
okay.
for every song as well.
Again, I got to go back to the internet. And now you got me all sketched out about what's real and what's not. The rumor is that you didn't let the record company hear any of the songs before you hit the studio.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Okay.
I think, you know, when it came time for me to start working on the second record, I was just like, okay, I don't want people making a big deal of this. I don't want to feel any pressure. So I said to my manager, I was just like, I want to go and write my songs and record them. And I don't want to be like finishing songs and giving them to the label right away. So I decided to just like write my songs and recorded them. And then when they were like pretty much done, then I gave a good chunk of a pile of songs to to them to listen to.
Would you say, in looking back both years, you know, when you were 17, were you a little naive to some of the outside stuff that would go along with the music industry? Like, I remember talking to you last time, and you said that, you know, I'm just not so hip on doing these interviews yet. and like, has that turned around for you a little bit? Or you can tell us. You were honest last time. I mean, you said you hate doing these things.
I have a better understanding now as to why I have to do them all the time, and I really, you know, want my music out there. So, I mean, interviews and stuff like that are important, and photo shoots, because you get to talk about your music and promote it, and, like, hopefully, you know, get fans and stuff, and people like your music. So, I mean, I have a better attitude towards it now.
As I'm watching you talk about it, though, it's pretty evident to tell that you would just rather just do the music, go in the studio, just leave me alone.
I mean, yeah, I just thought it would kind of be like, oh, writing songs and recording them and then going on stage and performing and being in a tour bus, but there's so much more, like, yeah.
No,
like, your days are full. Like, I'm just always looking, I'm not complaining. I mean, mm-mm. This is great. I mean, this, you know, it's all good and stuff, and I mean, it's work, and but everyone has to, you know, work, so.
But it's so much more than just doing music and getting on stage and stuff like that.
Like, my whole day consists of interviews and phoners and stuff before our 6-song set at the end of the day.
Right. We're on stage for 20 minutes and doing other stuff the rest.
Do you kind of feel like the music gets lost sometimes because you're out promoting it so much and you're not doing really what you would love to do?
Well, I know. I mean, during the day, I'm kind of like, oh, this is long and stuff. But then at the end of the day, when we finally get to perform, I'm like, hey, it was totally worth it. I mean, that's how come, like, there's so many people, you know, that show up to the shows, is because, you know, we're on air, we're promoting it, the radio stations are helping out. And so, I mean, it's, you work to get what you want, and that, you know, do all this so that we can be up on stage in front of a bunch of people and so that they've heard about us.
Is that where you're most comfortable, on stage, or are you more comfortable in a studio, or are you comfortable in a room writing songs?
I'm pretty comfortable with all that.
The name of the new CD is Under My Skin, correct?
Yes.
You guys going to give us a sample of something that's on that?
Yes.
Let's hear it. This is Avril Lavigne on All the Hits, Q100.
It wasn't enough to take up some of my love. Guys are so hard to trust. Well, did I not tell you that I'm not like that girl, the one who gives it all away? Did you think that I was gonna give it up to you this time? Did you think that it was something this time.
Awesome. Nice. Now, Avril Lavigne, I am a pretty good judge of talent, and I think that with your voice, I really think that you could win the next American Idol competition. Avril, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Sure do appreciate it.
The Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.